I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, August 25th. A firefighters battled a trailer home fire early this morning in Holbrook. Fire started at about midnight at 6 Medallion Road. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. A child was taken from the scene to the hospital with unspecified injuries. Now, Congressman Stephen Lynch is seeking re-election, emphasizing his decades of experience and legislative accomplishments, while challenger Patrick Roth advocates for generational change and a more urgent approach to key issues. Lynch outlined his priorities at a candidates' forum recently, including artificial intelligence, supporting veterans and seniors, and increasing affordable housing. He also noted the positive reception he has received from voters. Patrick Roth, a lawyer and voting rights advocate, is challenging Lynch, emphasizing the need for new leadership. 39-year-old Roth previously worked as an aide to former Governor Deval Patrick and is running against Lynch, who is 71. Roth criticized Lynch's moderate approach and pledged to take a more bold and urgent stance on key issues. He outlined his priorities, including affordable housing, accessible health care, campaign finance reform, and term limits for members of Congress. The primary election is scheduled for September 1st. Police arresting a man accused of attacking another man with a machete in Brockton during a fight over the repossession of a vehicle. Brockton police responded to Curve Street at about noon yesterday and found a 42-year-old man whose arm was severely lacerated. He was taken to Good Samaritan Medical Center to be treated. His condition is not known. Authorities determined a man had fled after attacking the victim with the machete during an altercation over the vehicle's repossession. Police didn't say whether that vehicle belonged to the victim or the attacker. Suspect, identified as 35-year-old Wonder Estevern of Brockton, fled the area. State police later apprehended him and took him to the Brockton Police Department. Estevern is charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and multiple motor vehicle violations. The incident remains under investigation. Massachusetts health officials yesterday announcing the state's second human case of West Nile virus this year. The new patient was identified as a man in his 60s who was exposed in Middlesex County. That follows last week's announcement about a man in his 90s who also contracted the virus in Middlesex County. Citing the cases and the findings of the virus in mosquito samples, the state public health department said the risk level for the virus was elevated to high in Boston, Brookline, Cambridge, Everett, Newton, Somerville, and Watertown. To date, the state has reported 184 West Nile virus positive mosquito samples detected this year from Barnstable, Berkshire, Bristol, Dukes, Essex, Franklin, Hampden, Hampshire, Middlesex, Norfolk, Plymouth, Suffolk, and Worcester counties. Health officials are urging Massachusetts residents to apply insect repellent when outdoors, be aware of peak mosquito hours, and drain standing water to help prevent bites. While the West Nile virus can infect people of all ages, people over the age of 50 are at higher risk for severe disease. Most people bitten by infected mosquitoes experience no symptoms. About 20% of those who become infected can experience symptoms like fever, headache, body aches, nausea, vomiting, sometimes swollen lymph glands. People may also develop a skin rash on the chest, stomach, and back. The biting bugs will be with us until the first hard frost of the season. Now, the testimony of a second rebuttal witness was abruptly put on hold yesterday afternoon after the judge said it strayed into inappropriate territory during the murder trial of Lindsay Clancy, the mother accused of strangling her three children in the family's Duxbury home in 2023. Dr. Kirk Heilbrunn, a forensic psychologist, was on the stand when the case suddenly was put on hold. He was testifying about his conclusions regarding Clancy, whom he interviewed, along with Dr. Avram Mack, who had testified earlier in the day. Mack also said he interviewed Patrick Clancy and his mother, Susan Clancy. Halbern testified that Clancy was in pain and suffering, which was typical for people who attempt suicide. He also said that telling the children to, quote, go to God was a sign of her expectation that they would be in heaven together. But when he mentioned her Catholic belief that suicide is a mortal sin, the defense objected. It was the second time that Clancy's Catholic beliefs were mentioned in the trial. After a break, defense attorney Kevin Reddington motioned for a mistrial, alleging intentional misconduct. Judge William Sullivan heard arguments and ultimately decided to address the jury on the nature of the inappropriate comment and issue instructions, but would not declare a mistrial. Clancy's defense is arguing that she was not criminally responsible for the killings because she was suffering from postpartum psychosis. It is the burden of the prosecution to overcome the lack of criminal responsibility defense, known as the insanity defense. According to Massachusetts guidance, the defendant must have retained the substantial capacity to appreciate the wrongfulness or criminality of their conduct and to conform their conducts to the requirements of the law in order to be found guilty. The rebuttal witnesses have focused on detailed testimony about her state of mind at the time of the killings. Well, family, friends, and fans proudly welcomed home Bridgewater's 12 American team yesterday following their historic Little League World Series run. Police and firefighters escorted a parade of Jeeps carrying the team as more than 100 people waiting at Legion Field cheered on the New England regional champions. A heartwarming homecoming softened the blow after heartache in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where the team was eliminated from the tournament on Saturday, falling to Hamilton, Ohio, 10-0. The boys felt the love from back home as they played. Neighbors and friends threw watch parties glued to their screens. Among those celebrating the team were dozens of younger boys, and across the parking lot, a queue of youth football players who had just finished practice. The boys hoisted their trophy and proudly waved their banner, earned in their town's first ever Little League World Series appearance. Boys left the tournament with lessons far greater than baseball. Coach Joe Mombleur said the foundation of the team's success is their support system. Well, the New England Aquarium spotted more than 2,000 animals during a recent flight over the Northeast Canyons and Seamount Marine National Monument. Scientists with the aquarium's Anderson Cabot Center for Ocean Life conducted an aerial survey on August 16th and saw 15 different marine species. They originally counted 1,800 dolphins across four species. Later, the team identified a sperm whale, humpback whale, and an endangered fin whale mother and calf. Scientists also documented manta rays, devil rays, Chilean devil rays, hammerhead sharks, and 11 whale sharks. Just outside of the monument, they saw an endangered blue whale and a small group of endangered fin whales feeding. Prior to this, the last time the aquarium flew over the monument was on July 13th. On that flight, they identified only 650 animals. The monument was created in 2016 and covers nearly 5,000 square miles. It's positioned 130 miles southeast of Cape Cod and contains four underwater mountains and three deep-sea canyons. In 2022, Anderson Cabot Center researchers released a study in conservation science and practice that used 180,000 sightings from the U.S. East Coast waters. That study demonstrated that the monument supports a diverse marine mammal community. Earlier this year, the Trump administration removed certain protections for the monument, allowing commercial fishing. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 140 points. The NASDAQ dropped 200. The S&P fell 21. Asian stocks were mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $90 a barrel. Sports, the Red Sox beat the Marlins in Miami 4-2 last night. The series continues tonight at 6:40. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny and a high of 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 83. Thursday, sun and clouds, high of 83. Some isolated showers and thunderstorms Friday, the high of 85. Marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, west winds at 5 to 10 knots, at a high tide 10:20 a.m. Sunrise 6:02, sets at 7:29. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, August 25th.